from thorns, they struggled out of the thicket. Then they had another surprise. Everything became much brighter, and after a few steps, they found themselves at the edge of the wood, looking down on a sandy beach. A few yards away, a very calm sea was falling on the sand with such tiny ripples that it made hardly any sound. There was no land in sight and no clouds in the sky. The sun was about where it ought to be at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the sea was a dazzling blue. They stood sniffing in the sea smell. "By Jove," said Peter, "this is good enough." 5 minutes later, everyone was barefooted and wading in the cool, clear water. "This is better than being in a stuffy train on the way back to Latin and French and algebra," said Edmund. And then, for quite a long time, there was no more talking, only splashing and looking for shrimps and crabs. "All the same," said Susan presently, "I suppose we'll have to make some plans. We shall want something to eat before long." "We've got the sandwiches Mother gave us for the journey," said Edmund. "At least I've got mine."
"Not me," said Lucy. "Mine were in my little bag."
"So were mine," said Susan.
"Mine are in my coat pocket, there on the beach," said Peter. "That'll be 2 lunches among 4. This isn't going to be such fun."
"A present," said Lucy.